Compassionate body scan. So finding a comfortable posture, this time lying down if that's comfortable. Or you're welcome also to sit in a chair. Or to sit in your usual mindfulness practice posture. But most people choose to lie down for this practice. So if you do lie down, make sure you're comfortable using any extra cushions to prop up your knees, for example, if there's any difficulty with your lower back. And our intention with the practice is to cultivate compassion and also to stay awake, although we may fall asleep at some point, and that's not a failure. Just let ourselves fall into sleep and come back when we notice. And now that we're settled in our posture, just spending a moment with our motivation for this practice. So, seeing if we can find a way to connect the practice with our heartfelt wish to become all that we can be, to grow in compassion and wisdom, to deepen our well-being, and then through this to find more and more resource for giving to others so that they too benefit. Beginning this practice by feeling the whole of our body resting, feeling the contact points with the ground, giving in to the support of the ground. And noticing how the body responds bit by bit to this resting and being supported. Letting any tightness begin to soften. And maybe for a moment being aware of the breath as it moves through the body. So our body in stillness with the gently moving flow of the breath within the body. And then becoming aware of the big toes on both of our feet. And as we do this, allowing the quality of our awareness to be warm and compassionate. Almost as if our attention is like a torchlight. And our big toes light up with a warm glow of compassion. So you can choose a color for this glow, color that feels compassionate to you. And then allowing this warm glow of attention to move and include the toes, all of the toes. And then the soles of the feet, heels, bridges of the feet, and then the tops of the feet and the ankle. And then holding both of the feet in the warm glow of attention, letting the light of compassion bathe our feet with an appreciation for all that our feet do for us. The intricacy of the bones, the dexterity of our feet as they carry us around. Even if they don't work perfectly. And then our warm glow of attention moves up to the calves and the shins of our legs. Just noticing how it feels to bathe the lower legs in this warm, compassionate glow. Feeling the legs from the inside. And then moving to the knees. Fronts of the knees and the backs of the knees. And the interior of the knee joint. Remembering to really feel the sensations here. Notice if you're creating an image of the knees and just be aware of the difference between working with an image and working with the direct feeling of this part of the body. And then moving our attention gently up to include the thighs, all of the muscles here, thighs of both legs. Letting our attention bathe this larger area in a warm glow, savoring any pleasant sensations and allowing any unpleasant sensations to have their place too. And then gradually moving towards the pelvis. And allowing our attention to explore the whole of the area of the lower part of the body within the pelvic cradle. So many different organs here, a lot going on, just bathing the whole area with our warm, compassionate light, appreciating the industrious workings of this area, keeping us well, keeping us comfortable. Or perhaps not so comfortable. So if there is any difficult feeling, seeing if we can accommodate and allow. As best we can. And then letting our warm glow of attention move up the back. So beginning at the tailbone and bit by bit expanding, spreading up the spine. All the way up to where the ribs meet the spine, shoulder blades, to the back of the neck, and holding this whole area of the back, the whole of the back, within our awareness. And appreciating the role that this part of our body has. The amazing intelligence of its structure. Complexity of this area. Softening, opening, appreciating. And then coming back to the front part of the body and allowing our attention to spend a few moments resting in the belly. So So bathing our belly area in the warm glow of attention. Just noticing what's there. Giving as much unconditional warmth as we can to whatever we find. Moving into the solar plexus, the waist, sides of the body. Just being open to sensations here in this part of the body. And then continuing to the chest, the heart. Bathing our heart in the warm glow of compassion. And bathing not just the front of the heart, but the back of the heart, the sides of the heart, the middle of the heart. And imagining our warm glow of attention radiating out all around this area, filling the inside of our body. Just resting here. Up to the collarbones and the tops of the shoulders and the armpits. And then holding the whole of the trunk of our body, back, front, middle, within the warm glow of unconditional compassion. Soft, gentle, open. Also with a strength to it. And then letting our warm glow move down the arms. Bathing the elbows. And radiating down the forearms. Wrists. And the backs of the hands, each of the fingers, the thumb. And then letting our compassionate light illuminate the palms of our hands. Resting here for a moment. Noticing sensations. And then coming back to the neck. Including the whole of the front and the back of the neck. So the throat and the vertebrae as they go up to meet the skull. feeling the breath moving through the throat. And softly resting our warm attention with its glow of appreciation through this part of the body. And then including the back of the head and the area behind the ears themselves, and the brain. Letting our appreciative light of compassion shed here onto the brain and the interior of the head, and feeling this area. This area where often we feel that we're thinking. How is it to just rest here with a felt sense? Bathing in the warm glow of our compassionate colour. Then moving to the jaw and the mouth, tongue, cheeks, nose, eyes and eye sockets, forehead, temples. So letting our face be held in the warm glow of compassion. Letting our face open out, soften. This part of the body that we often present to the world. Allowing it to just be. As it is. Soothed by the compassionate warmth of our attention. And then moving to the crown of the head. And just resting our warm glow of kindness and compassion here at the crown. And then coming back slowly down the whole of the body, letting our light of compassion move bit by bit back from where we came until we find soles of the feet and the big toes. Back where we began. And then finally letting our attention open out so that we can feel and experience and live within the whole of our body at once. Bathing all of our body in the warmth of compassion. Letting the warmth of compassion breathe through our pores. Appreciating the wonder of our body, And then just resting and giving up our sense of doing anything, just feeling what's here, allowing the mind to be free. Unconstrained, limitless. Then perhaps we can finish by just wriggling our toes and bringing a little movement back into our fingers. If you wish to, you can put your hands on your heart for a moment. And then gently rolling over to one side if you've been lying down. And taking your time, getting up slowly. And as we're moving into our day, remembering our intention to embody the benefits of the practice, to carry them with us so that they can take root in our lives and so that we can share them with others in countless ways.